Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
They're in the city of Corinth and very intelligent people. And he says, I'm not speaking to, pardon the English, you know, I was born in Kissimmee, I was raised in Polk County. In redneck term, I'm not talking to a bunch of stupid people here. It's what he's saying. I speak to you as wise people. You know what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter number 8, I think I marked these. Yes, I did. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 33, we read these words. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Again, that's the words of Solomon when he said to hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. So this is what Paul was doing. I'm giving you instruction, be wise, and listen to what I have to say. Chapter 9 of Proverbs, verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Boy, we could all learn from that. Matter of fact, somebody, oh, it's Archie. Monday or so this week, he started sending me some Bible verses and all, and something was said about enjoying the word. I think it was you, if I'm not, forgive me, somebody else. We'll just pretend it was Archie, okay? And the thought is that blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Was it you? And the more you hunger, the more you feel. And the more that you're filled, the more you hunger. You just can't get enough of God's word. And that's what he's saying. The more you get, the wiser you become. And the wiser you become, the more you want from God's word. And that's the thought here, again, in verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. There's other places about don't throw your teaching fools, a bunch of fools. I forget the thought is, don't throw your fools. Pearls before swine, that kind of thing, you're just wasting your time. But to a wise man, he'll listen and he'll learn. Proverbs 19, verse number 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. In other words, hopefully I'm looking out over a bunch of elderly folk. Hopefully in your later years, you're wiser now than you were when you were teenagers, hopefully. Okay, and that's what it's saying, that you grow in wisdom and at your latter end, as you mature in years and all, hopefully we've gained some wisdom in our time. I'll give you one more verse about wisdom. I enjoyed looking at these as I was studying the lesson this week. Proverbs 23:12, again speaking of being wise, and apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. So this is what Paul was talking about to the church at Corinth. Listen to what I have to say, and you'll be the much better for it. Okay, we can learn so much from that. Matter of fact, somebody, I won't say, they're here this morning, and text me, I'll tell you, it was Lisa. Text me yesterday about Isaiah 43, I think it was, about, is in more devotion, about, did this, it was talking to the Israel, Jacob and all, said, does this refer to us also? And I said, well, specifically, it was speaking to the nation of Israel. But we can glean from these, because that first verse, it talked about knowing our name, and what was the other three things that, was it anyway, about God knowing our name and helping us and all, even though it was specifically, delivering us and things of that nature, Israel, how he helped them. It can also apply to us. And so that's what we're seeing here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. He was speaking specifically to the church at Corinth. But man, can it apply to us here? So I speak to wise men. Judge ye what I say. To judge means to make a distinction between right and wrong. They were to reason Paul's words and apply the conclusion to their lives. That's what that means by judging. And then he says this, Paul knew that if they would properly judge his words, they would find his words to be right and that they would be profitable by them. So you're wise, he told the church at Corinth. So now you judge what I'm telling you and learn from this. And then he goes, verse number 16. And we know what this is speaking about in verse number 16. It was speaking about the Lord's Supper. When it says this, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? And before you get lost what he's saying here, he's going to compare the observance of the Lord's Supper to the observance of that meat in the temple over here. Two different places. The Lord's Supper and the place in the idol worship and where the temple is. So he's going to bring it together and show the difference. So he starts with the Lord's Supper. When he says this, the cup of blessing, Christ instituted his supper the Lord's Supper, the night before his crucifixion with his church, with those apostles that were in the upper room. I have a reference here. I won't have time to read it. Matthew 26. Let me read it. 26 through 29. I got it marked here. It's important to look at this. Matthew 26, 26 through 29. They're in the upper room. Remember the story. Just before his crucifixion the next morning. Remember, Jesus had washed the disciples' feet. They're sitting around eating the Passover. And Jesus said, somebody at this table is going to betray me. Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Remember that going around? It's happened that night. And Lord said, no, it's the one that I dipped the biscuit in the gravy. It wasn't that, but you get the picture. And I give it to them. That's the one that's going to betray me. Jesus is sitting right. Judas was sitting right next to Jesus. John was on one side, Judas on the other. What a picture. But anyway, he gives it to Judas. And he gives it to Judas. And we read it, it says, what thou doest, do quickly. And immediately, we find the book of Luke, that Judas got up and left. And the disciples thought, well, he had the money bags. Remember all that? He had the money, so he's going to go out and do something with that money. And not knowing that, well, Judas went out to betray our Lord and Savior. Well, it's after that Judas had left, then he observed the Lord's Supper. Remember that. When they observed the Lord's Supper, Judas was not present. The word immediately is important in that. Don't skip over that. Eating the Passover, Lord said, somebody's going to betray me. Who is it? He gives him the bread to Judas, and immediately he got up and left. Then the Lord took elements from the Lord's Supper, from the Passover, unleavened bread, fruit of the vine. And he broke it, and this is where we are here in verse number 26 of Matthew. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread. He blessed it, and he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. And I love this verse. Matter of fact, Lord willing, we're going to observe Lord's Supper Easter night, whatever date Easter is. That Sunday morning we'll have our Easter cantata. That Sunday night, as a church, we're going to observe Lord's Supper. And I always use this verse when we observe Lord's Supper. We talk about Lord's Supper, but I use this verse in number 29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. I love that. One day, we're going to observe Lord's Supper in heaven. Amen, preacher. Most people don't catch that, but Jesus said, I'm going to observe this with you, but I'm not going to observe the supper again, this Lord's Supper, use that communion, whatever, the Lord's table, until the kingdom. Won't that be sometime when Jesus, won't that be a day when Jesus is sitting at that table, so to speak, and we observe the Lord's Supper with him? Remember, Lord's Supper is memorial and pictorial. It's not a sacrament. It does not give us some divine grace or something. It's memorial and pictorial. Anyway, we read that in 1 Corinthians 11 when he said, this do in remembrance of me.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.